we recorded the first case of COVID-19 in March 2020. But shortly before we recorded that first case, the president of Uganda, Yoweri Museveni, announced a string of measures. And I can say Ugandans religiously observed the measures to the extent that, yes, we had a wave, but what had been predicted by the scientists, the number of cases which would be registered and the deaths, because of the enforcement and observance of the measures, we didn't reach those high figures. At the beginning of this year, we even began recording zero cases of those who were testing for COVID. And I can say we mounted a very strong response against COVID, and Uganda did fairly well.
The government, as part of the effort to limit the spread, imposed a 42-day lockdown. Some people are saying the government did well with distribution of cash and all that. But some people are also worried that PPEs are not available for doctors to really care for patients, and that some people are even being held for non-payment of hospital bills because of the ailment. How is the government really dealing with some of these things to address them appropriately for Ugandans?
The president, on behalf of government, announced a lockdown for 42 days and the other public health prevention measures. That we are now 3 weeks plus in the lockdown, and the figures which we are seeing, we are now seeing a drop in the infection rates. For instance, at the beginning of the lockdown, our positivity rates were about 18%, meaning out of 100 people whom were testing, 18 would test positive. But this has dropped 10% as of today, and we are pushing harder to drop it to 5 or even less. And also, the number of cases being hospitalized has also started reducing. We now actually have 3 hospital beds, contrary to what we saw in June. So therefore, there is a great improvement since the lockdown came. So what we are reporting was mainly what was observed around June, beginning of July, when the lockdown was starting. But things have since improved.
AstraZeneca vaccine is being used by Uganda mostly, and across Africa, the vaccine produced in India. Now, yes. There are concerns that the European Union is proposing vaccine passport scheme that will not recognize that. How will Uganda in particular address this or engage the European Union to address this concern?
The reason why we are using AstraZeneca is that we are satisfied that it is as safe as other vaccines. We are satisfied that it is as efficacious as other vaccines, but above all, it is cheap when you compare it with the other vaccines. And also, compared with the other vaccines like Pfizer, the refrigeration facilities are suitable in our conditions here in Africa, whereas Pfizer requires supercooling refrigeration, which we don't have in our systems. We find AstraZeneca much more suitable. So I think the European Union should not punish African countries and the developing world.
Is there any effort in Africa, particularly in Uganda, to produce vaccines on the continent so you'll be able to vaccinate your people?
Well, yes, at a continental level, the African governments are engaging through the World Trade Organization to facilitate a process where we can have industries here in Africa that we can create hubs, maybe in West Africa, East Africa, Southern Africa, Central Africa, to have manufacturing plants for these vaccines. So the negotiation is there, facilitated by African Union and our political leaders. In Uganda, we have also taken proactive steps. About 1 week ago, the president was commissioning the starting of a construction of a manufacturing plant for the vaccines. The scientists in Uganda are also developing a homegrown vaccine, and which is factoring in the new variants. So yes, there are efforts within Africa, and we are using a two-pronged approach.